Now to North Korea, which says the U.S. should wake up from its, quote, pipe dream if it thinks Pyongyang will give up its nuclear weapons. In a statement, North Korea's foreign ministry called the latest U.N. sanctions against the country, quote, an act of war and a grave violation of its sovereignty. The ministry said the sanctions are tantamount to a complete economic siege of North Korea. Pyongyang also urged the U.S. to halt its hostile policy toward the North if it wishes to live safely. North Korea's response to the U.N. sanctions came after China called on all countries to exercise restraint and to make constructive efforts to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Earlier, Russia urged the U.S. and North Korea to hold talks while offering to act as a mediator. Crossing over to Missouri, joined by Mr. Dean Henderson, author and political commentator, thank you so much for being with us. What is it that the United States really wants from North Korea? Of course, on the one hand, Pyongyang says it's not backing off of its nuclear program. Of course, mainly it says because it's being pushed against the wall by the United States. So what is it? Does the United States really want them to get nuclear weapons? They don't want them to get nuclear weapons? Or do they want to enter a conflict? Tell me your take on this overall.
Is that for me?
Yes, Dean Henderson.
Yes, sorry, we had a little, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
I mean, I think it's just, most of it comes down to just feeding the military industrial complex. You know, it's the whole project for a new American century, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, the Christian Zionists, the pro-Israeli lobby, the people that infiltrated our government and still own this government in the United States, run the stock market, run the Federal Reserve, run the media, keep people brainwashed. And so it's just they have to have this permanent war economy. And even though they keep losing these wars, they lose in Syria, they lose in Afghanistan, they lose in Iraq, they lose in Libya. It doesn't really matter because they're making money the whole time. And it's just kind of that sick. And they're also turning over our regions, keeping things destabilized, keeping it to where, you know, there can't be any unity. But what's happening, especially in the Middle East now, where I think the real hotbed is going to be, I think North Korea, honestly, is a lot of bluster. But what's happening in the Middle East is the unity is coming around. And we'll see if that can come around with China and some other countries with North Korea. That Security Council vote was kind of interesting, though. I don't know why China voted for the sanctions to cut off fuel to North Korea. I just can't figure that one out.
Yeah, actually, if we look at the Security Council, it was every country there voted against the North Koreans with this. And we're talking about some bitter sanctions, of course, bad and even getting worse. You said a lot of it is bluster, and there have been some analysts that say that all of this is actually just making a lot of noise, but nothing is really going to happen. The U.S. is not going to attack North Korea. And basically, it's sort of like a bait and switch type of thing to keep everyone's attention on North Korea, while elsewhere, as you alluded to, that is really the hotbed of it all. Your take, could that be a possibility, too, in dealing with North Korea?
I think that's exactly right. And I think, don't take your eye off of Lebanon right now, because, you know, if you look at what's going on, really, you know, yeah, if they hit North Korea, they know there's, you know, what, 22,000 missiles heading at Seoul. I mean, it's just insane. Nobody's dumb enough to do that, I don't think, you know. But it just looks to me like the real game's in the Middle East, and the unity that's come around between Hezbollah, Iran, Iraq, Russia, Syria, Qatar, even Turkey. I mean, the whole thing's changing, so they're really worried about this. And Yemen is the big battleground right now, but Lebanon is probably the weak link as far as attacking another nation, as far as, you know, because Hezbollah controls Lebanon now. They don't like Hezbollah. Not that Hezbollah is weak. They defeated Israel in a war, the only entity that ever did. But they're still the weak link compared to Iran, compared to Russia. So they're going to attack, I think, Lebanon. Watch for some sort of more mischief in Lebanon, probably involving the Saudis, of course. They've already taken kidnapped their prime minister or whatever. So I think, yeah, keep your eye on the Middle East. The Kurdish protests in the north are big, and it's all changing. So, but it's bait and switch. It makes them feel better. They keep losing wars elsewhere. Maybe that's it. They can really beat North Korea, ooh-wee, and feel good about themselves, at least contain, you know, Kim Jong Il, and it's, you know, it's just smoke and mirrors. It's just a bunch of talk. On the ground, the U.S. is being defeated militarily, and that's the real story.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Dean Henderson, author and political commentator out of Missouri.